Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And game day returns on TalkSport, and it's the FA Cup fourth round. We kick off with live commentary. Kidderminster Harriers, of course, a rugby team, against West Ham. That one's at 12:30. We'll hear from David Moyes shortly, but first, his Kidderminster boss, Russell Penn, Sean's brother. He spoke to Alan Brazil and Ray Parlour on The Breakfast Show yesterday, and of course, he's buzzing for the clash.
The town and the community has just come together. Like you said, the windows are full of posters, the flags are out, the balloons are out. The club's just gone mad for the last 4 weeks, and it's a great honour to be leading the team out.
Yeah, and it's all about financial as well, Russell, isn't it? I mean, it would massively help the club if you can have a good cup run. I think most non-league clubs or whatever position you're in, second division, they really want a big club. And West Ham are obviously flying at the moment. Would you rather had it at a London stadium or you're happy to have it at home?
From a selfish point of view, I think I'd rather have it at home. I think It could have been, it might be a cricket score if we went away from home, but I think we've got much more of a better chance here. Like you said, financial-wise, yeah, it's fantastic. You know, when I sat down with the chairman at the start of the season, we didn't even budget on getting through the first qualifying round just because you can't. So to get to the fourth round proper, we've won seven games to get to this point now.
Seven. So, Russell, yeah, when was that first
August,
round,
isn't it? Something like August.
It's the start
of
the season almost, isn't it?
Yeah, we played first weekend of September. Amazing. A local team called Sporting Kalsa. Tough game, actually, on a 3G pitch. And you're thinking, wow, if only we knew what was ahead of us 6 months later.
Well, I would hope that we would always give any club the respect. And in many ways, I think you have to give the players and the teams in the lower leagues even more respect. Because with respect, you might not know all the players, you might not know exactly their stadium, how it looks, all those situations. So I think you have to do even more work on it, be prepared as well as you possibly can be. And, you know, we had done a good job against Leeds United in the first game, so we need to make sure that we do a good job in this round of the Cup. All the draws we've had this season have been hard in the Cup, whether it be in the Carabao Cup, whether it be in Europe. It's now in the FA Cup. And I put Kidderminster in that category as well. It's a tough game for us.
Now, from 8 p.m. tonight, TalkSport will bring you live and exclusive coverage of the highly anticipated fight between Chris Eubank Jr. and Liam Williams from the Motorpoint Arena in Cardiff. Gareth A. Davis, Adam Catchell, Spencer Oliver and Andy Clark will bring you commentary and all the analysis from the Welsh capital. And ahead of the fight, we can hear from both boxers, starting with Chris Eubank Jr.
He's got two hands. And two gloves, you know, and he's throwing punches at me. Those are the threats. But, you know, I've trained too hard. I've dedicated myself for too long to let a guy like this take anything away from me. That's the key. Stay calm, stay composed. Don't burn your energy on the bull, on the hype, on the trash talk, you know. All of that, none of that's going to affect the fight. All the words have been said now. Now it's just up to me to go in there and do the business. So, yeah, I'm calm. I'm ready.
Clashed from the moment I set eyes on him. Didn't like him, and I knew that I never would like him, you know. The fight itself is, you know, it's obviously going to be a great matchup. It's going to be full of action. You know, the place is sold out already, so I don't need to sell the fight. But the dislike between myself and Chris is, you know, real. I don't say I hate many people, but I do hate him. I can't stand the guy.
Now, last night, the FA Cup fourth round got underway as Manchester United lost to Middlesbrough. Oh, dear. Here's how the action sounded on TalkSport.
It's Elanga against Lumley. Oh, he's missed it! Over the bar! Anthony Elanga, the villain! And Middlesbrough have knocked Manchester United out of the FA Cup!
Rotten. The club is rotten. The players are rotten. The Glazers are rotten. What's Brandon Fletcher doing on the bench? What in hell is he doing? What is going... forget about the penalty. Yeah, I think it was on ball. What else to get that? We had the chances to win the game.
Yeah.
And it's poor decisions by the players on that pitch tonight.
Then, well, it shouldn't come down to that handball anyway, should it? It should never come down to that handball.
No. But you see Sancho in the second. He was injured and he was running around like he couldn't even move. Yeah, he carries on and playing him for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a poor decision on the manager. And we didn't buy a player in the transfer window in midfield where we desperately need some more players. And he didn't do it. And went out of the FA Cup. Our season's over. In February, it's over.
Now, Tottenham Hotspurs host Brighton and Hove Albion later on in the FA Cup. That game will be live on TalkSport 2 at 8 p.m. We can hear from the Spurs boss, Antonio Conte. He's been speaking with TalkSport's James Savundra, or Savvy to his friends.
Hi, Antonio. You said it was strange that you let so many players leave on loan. Were you expecting to lose that many players?
Before to arrive to Tottenham and to read the squad, to read the list of the players of the squad, and you consider the players that you had in the squad and all the players are important players, no? Because Ndombele, we paid a lot, Ndombele, and it was the same for Lo Celso, it was the same for Gil. Then only when you stay into the situation, you understand very well which is the best solution for the club, for the players in this moment, and for sure to lose for players in January, I repeat, is not normal. Then the decision, we share the decision with the club, also with the players, but it means that something wrong happened in the past.
Do you think that your squad is stronger or weaker after this transfer window? And what do you think is possible for this team now, this season?
I think for sure now we are more complete. The squad is more complete because we covered the role that if happened an injury, I was in great difficulty, I was in trouble. And for sure now is more complete, the squad. And we tried to fill the right role with the one midfielder, Rodrigo Bedancourt, and Deki Kulusevski. Kulusevski can play as number 10, but also he can play as wing back. And I think now we are more complete than before. And, now it's time to work very hard, to try to improve.
Now, the Six Nations Championship gets underway and Scotland host England at Murrayfield. That one's at 4:45. Yesterday, Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs were live from Edinburgh and spoke to the legendary former Scotland fullback, Gavin Hastings.
Whenever Scotland play England at anything, we saw that in the summer, you know, their best performance, they save for the game against England in the football and even in the cricket. We were talking to Carl Kurtz and they beat England in cricket.
Absolutely, but you know, isn't that what rivalries, sporting rivalries, is all about? And it, you know, it brings out the best, you know, and sport is just, it's synonymous with that, isn't it? And here we are on the eve of the game. You know, we can talk all we like, but we don't know what the result's going to be. We really do not know. And I think, you know, this is a pretty inexperienced England side, particularly in the backs. And you know, Scotland, yes, probably rightly are starting as slight favourites, but I mean, we're playing the might of England. I played against England, I think, 11 times in my career, and I won twice.
Yeah.
Did I get drunk both those nights? So let me tell you, I did. But, you know, 2 out of 11 is not a great return, and these guys have done 2 out of the last 4. So, you know, good on them, and we'll certainly be going along to Murrayfield, all the Scottish supporters, expecting to see Scotland win, which is a great contrast to what we've been doing for much of the 2000s, quite honestly.
Now this week, the International Olympic Committee revealed plans to revamp the Olympics just before 8:30. That's weird. Oh, I see. 2028. Introducing sports like surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and of course, kabaddi. And not including boxing, weightlifting, and the modern pentathlon. That's weird. Yesterday, the boys spoke about the news on White and Jordan, and Jim was not happy about the changes.
The IOC, they make some decisions, don't they? Oh, it's all right. We're all for innovation. Of course we are.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to the Olympics. But yesterday, the IOC announced an initial programme of 28 sports for the Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028, where boxing, weightlifting and the modern pentathlon were not included. No boxing, no weightlifting, no modern pentathlon. Instead, what has been included, and no offence to anyone that follows esports, skateboarding, sport climbing. What is that? Is that when they climb up a wall?
Yeah.
And surfing. I mean, what is going on there? Can you imagine the Olympics in LA in 2028 without boxing, without weightlifting? These have been the special moments. What should define an Olympic sport? That's what it boils down to. How can tennis be an Olympic sport? How can Justin Rose win an Olympic gold? No harm to him. How?
And we finished with a bit of drive yesterday. Jack Wilshere joined Darren Bent and me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show. Jack, of course, was with the Arsenal squad last week at their warm weather training camp in Dubai and spoke about his time there. How long are you training for when you go there?
It varies. You have days where the lighter days, then you have, so we trained Friday, Saturday with Sunday off. So Saturday was the harder day.
Must have been harder than that heat.
Yeah, it was tough.
Did you play a friendly over there?
No.
Well, that's all.
That's it.
You were actually asking. No, I haven't even gone to the messages.
Was it first team or kids come as well?
He said that earlier. You're not listening.
It was about 17, 18.
Look at this.
This is terrible, Ben.
17, 18 first team. Four or five young players and then me.
When you were out there, mm-hmm. the Aubameyang scenario happened, where, of course, he went to Barcelona. Mm-hmm. When did you find out he wouldn't be travelling with you?
When I got on the plane.
Okay, how did you find out?
He weren't on the plane.
was there whispers though, like, oh, Aubameyang's not, he's not taking Aubameyang.
Well, I tell you what, the manager was really good with the boys. So they played Sunday and then they could, all you had to do was report to Dubai on the Thursday. So there
to
was
the
only,
airport, you mean, the airport?
No, report to Dubai. So a lot of the boys went over early with their families.
Oh,
did they?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So you didn't fly out as a group?
There was a flight going, all the staff, and there was me, Xhaka, a few others on there.
Oh, okay. Is that unusual? Is that
that is really unusual.
Is it?
That's good. I like that.
Why is that good?
And because he trusts the boys and he gives them some family time. He got the families involved.
Okay. Did you take your family with you?
No, I didn't.
Why
did he do
that?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you the truth. I asked my wife. I said, would you want to come?
Yeah.
She said, I couldn't think of anything worse than 8 hours on a plane with a two-year-old and a three-year-old.
She's talking about you, one of the kids. Well, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, game day returns today and TalkSport will have live commentary of Kidderminster against West Ham in the FA Cup. That one's 12:30. Burnley against Watford in the Premier League at 6 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live commentary of Chelsea against Plymouth at 12:30. Everton against Brentford is at 3 and Spurs against Brighton. That one's at 8 p.m. TalkSport will also have live and exclusive coverage of Chris Eubank Jr. against Liam Williams. Coverage of that one begins at 8 p.m. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport at 10 p.m. on Monday night alongside the Fun Boy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport. The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.